need to take a hard look at it? I think it does. We don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, but like I said, I'm not picking and choosing the scriptures here. We're Psalm 23, and about halfway through Psalm 23, the mood changes. Everything's all green pastures and still waters up until the verse 4, if you'll look down there. Well, let's read the first three verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Like I said, we have pristine conditions up until this place. And then we get to verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou, you are with me. Notice there is a mood change and there is also a language change. King David is talking up until verse 4. He's talking to God in the third about God in the third person. He does this and he does that, right? Come verse 4, the changes to the second person. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they come from me. You prepare a table before me in the presence, et cetera, et cetera. It changes. Why? Well, of necessity. You're going through the valley of the shadow of death. You want to talk about the shepherd. You want to talk to the shepherd. So it changes of necessity indeed. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, can you tell me who among those you love, again, I know morbid, will be the next one to pass away? Who will be the next to go through some kind of tragedy or some kind of terrible illness? I don't want to think about it either. I'd prefer to think about other things. But here's what I know. The valley is coming. It is coming. And it doesn't help us to ignore it. Most of the time, yes, but sometimes we need to sit back and say, we got to focus on this and we got to take care of business. And that's truly where we are today here in verse 4. So what I'm going to give to you is I'm going to give you six facts that you need to know about this valley, the valley of the shadow of death. And when I speak of it, I'm not just speaking of your own demise. I'm speaking of, like I said, others that could pass away, tragedy, difficulties. This valley can be lots of things, whatever represents life's griefs. The valley of the shadow of death, though, as far as the sheep is concerned, is unavoidable. That's the first thing you need to know. First thing you need to know about this valley is it is unavoidable for a sheep. The sheep, a part of its life cycle for a sheep is that it has to pass through dark valleys. They don't have a choice because here's the way a sheep's life runs. In wintertime, the shepherd takes the sheep down to lower elevations because it's warmer. More than likely going to be grass down there. Maybe it's not going to get as frozen as higher elevations. But come springtime and early summer, he's going to take his sheep all the way to the higher elevations where the grass and the snow have left ample provisions of water and food. But in order to pass from lower elevation to the higher elevation, guess where he's got to go through? Through a valley. That's exactly right. He didn't send them up straight cliffs or anything like that. He takes them through dark valleys, and for a sheep, it can be extremely scary, but because of the presence of the shepherd, he has something altogether different going on for him. It is the valley, though, indeed, no matter whether the shepherd's there or not. It is the valley of the shadow of death. But get this, what stands between the sheep and its provision is a dark valley. Sound familiar? What stands between us and all that God's going to do for us? All the plans that he has for you. Everything that he has for your future, which includes heaven, by the way, I hope. What stands between you and those things? A dark valley. Maybe more than one. Maybe more than one. You've got to go through them. They're unavoidable. And, well, understand this. You cannot go over them. You cannot, you know, let's use the prepositions here. Go around them. Go above them. You can't go below them. You have to, as it says here, go through them. Even though I go through this, David says, I will fear no evil. So number one, they're unavoidable. Number two, these valleys are unpredictable. Sheep, what is the most important thing we need to know about sheep? That they're dumb. Of all the things you need to know about sheep, the only thing that really matters is because it's the thing that changes everything for them, makes them different than all other animals. They're the dumbest, probably the dumbest animal that God has ever created. And that is what God has called you. And me. We are sheep. Sheep are dumb. Now, it's difficult. We live in our world because compared to other animals, we are smart in the sense that we can figure out our situation. But the problem that is they're well acclimated to their situation. They have instincts that take care of them. Like I said, I can take my cat or dog and put it out in the woods, and it'll be just fine this coming next week. But I take most of us and put us out in the woods for a week with no food and water. There comes the valley, right, for us. We just are not as near as smart and as capable as we think we are. And in fact, our environment is not the same as my dog or cat. Our environment is a spiritual environment. We cannot see it. We cannot hear it. We cannot feel it. We cannot touch it. And yet it is the reality. This is the reality for us. So the reality for the sheep is that the majority of what's going on in their lives they're completely unaware of. That's where we are. Sheep don't know much. So most everything in their lives is a surprise. Come across green pastures. Surprise. They didn't know. Sheep don't know. Come across still waters. Surprise. Come across dark valleys. Surprise. They didn't see it coming. They're not going to see it coming. They're incapable of seeing it coming. And this is the way we are, guys. We're just like them. We can follow trends and possibilities. Like I said, two of this congregation is going to be gone in this coming year. We know that. That's just trends. But who's it going to be? There's no way to know. There's no way to know for sure. We can follow trends, but ultimately most of life for us is a surprise. Just is. You can't plan it. You can't schedule it. These valleys are coming, but you cannot schedule them. It's like having on your plan for this week. Let's see. I have a scheduled for Thursday at 7:00 a flat tire. Wouldn't that be nice? It would be nice if you could schedule it. Then you can make plans. But the fact is, like flat tires, valleys come with no plans. No predictability. Life can change, as we know, just like that. So they're unavoidable, number one. They're unpredictable, number two. Number three, they're also impartial. We go through the valley. Before you ask the question, why me, you need to answer the question, why not me? And I want you to think about that one for a while, because if you really think of it hard and examine the scriptures, it's going to bake your noodle, because you're going to have a hard time answering that question. Why not me? Because this is what it says. God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, sends his rain, right? That's the trials. On the righteous and the unrighteous. It happens to all of us. It's coming. So before I can answer the question or even ask the question, why me? I need to answer the question, why not me? I think that's a good question. So they are impartial. Number four. Here's where it gets better. I know we're not having fun. It's going to get better. They are also temporary. A very operative word in verse four is, even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow. Sheep don't stay in the valleys. Shepherds don't leave them in the valleys. That's what a shepherd does, is take care of the sheep. It is necessary that the sheep pass through the valleys to get where they're from, to get where they're going, and all the things that the shepherd needs to give to them. But they don't leave them there. They go through it. In one side, out the other side. You may be in a valley right now, super dark valley. You need to know something. It's temporary. It's temporary. It's passing through. There was a pastor who was Sunday night service. He was having people at the beginning of the service, different people stand up and give their favorite Bible verses. And of course, they were given all the typical Bible verses, John 3:16, John 3:36, Romans 6:23, Ephesians 2:8-9, Philippians 4:13. You know, these verses that everyone, even when they just stated it, most people in the congregation knew exactly what they were. This older gentleman stands up in the back. Kind of slowly rises to his feet. Pastor says, yes, sir, what's your favorite verse? He said, Joshua 8:14. Joshua, this stumped the pastor. I mean, 8:14 is in the Bible, but he was not familiar with that verse. He says, sir, would you mind quoting that for us? He says, I don't mind at all. He says, my favorite verse, this is what it says. Joshua 8:14 says, it came to pass. Stop right there. So that's my favorite verse. It came to pass. He says, why is that your favorite verse? He says, it said it came to pass. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. He says, of all the years I've been living, I'm so grateful for the truthfulness of that verse. He says that it just came to pass. I'm so grateful that God has carried me through the things that he's carried me through. And that's what you need to know. Even if the valley you're in, listen to me, lasts the rest of your life, it's still only temporary. I can promise you one day in eternity, 1 week in eternity, 1 year in eternity, and the stuff that you're going through right now is not going to matter a bit. A couple of thousand years over there, or maybe even 10 or 15 years over there, and you won't even remember this stuff anymore. It's not going to matter. I know it matters now. I know it's something now. I know your whole life is absorbed possibly with it now, and that's just the way it is. You're in a valley of a shadow, and you're a sheep, and sheep are dumb. Sheep are vulnerable. Sheep have difficult time figuring out their situation. It is the way it is, but you have, I hope you do, indeed have a shepherd. Because it's only temporary. And then the fifth thing, it's only a shadow. That is indeed if God is your shepherd. That is indeed if you've approached, there must come a day in your life, there must come a point in your life, not enough to know that God is the shepherd in which you accept him as your shepherd. There must come a place in your life where you have a personal encounter with Jesus the shepherd yourself. Your personal encounter, not mine, not your wife or your husband or your children or someone else's. You must have a personal encounter with the shepherd in which you accept the things that he's done for you, the fact that he's laid down his life for you to rescue you. You must have that personal encounter where this is not a Baptist thing, this is a Bible thing. I don't care who you are, what your background is, I don't care what you've done. By the way, the Bible doesn't say. Whosoever will, it says. So it is a personal decision that you have to make, you personally. Whosoever, that's an individual. You must make a personal decision to accept Jesus as your Savior and then follow him as your shepherd. So if you know him as shepherd, then you need to know something about this valley. It is involved in death, but it is only a shadow. Shadows can't hurt you. Now, they can make you hurt yourself, but they really can't hurt you. I mean, think about it. Would you rather be hit by a bus or by the shadow of a bus? You know, shadow, it's just a shadow. Sheep get scared, but the sheep with the shepherd is going to be just fine. It's just a shadow. And by the way, what does the shadow tell us? It tells us many things, but one of the things it tells us is there has to be light in order for there to be a shadow. Has to be light, which brings us to our final point here. It's only a shadow because we're not alone in the valley. You say, yeah, we're in it with the rest of the sheep because all the sheep go through the valley. And that is true. We do. And there's some comfort in knowing that it's not just me. It's not just me that has difficulties. We share and care for each other. We bear one another's burdens, as the scriptures tell us to. We need to do that. But you need to know something. Our ability to bear each other's burden is limited. Because, like I said, you're just as dumb as me. Well, maybe not. You're just as surprised as me. You're just as grief-stricken as I am, you see. There's just so much of the burden that you and I can bear of one another. I need to take my responsibility. I need to take my part. But the bottom line is, the one who ultimately bears all our burdens is not us. It's the shepherd. It's the shepherd. And one thing you absolutely need to know about a shepherd, if he's a good one, and he is, he never leaves the sheep. Never. He doesn't take you to the one end of the valley and say, see you on the other side, and then stand up on the other end and say, over here, follow me. It's not how he does it, especially in the valley. Especially in the valley. You know where he's got his sheep? Right there. Close. Because, not because he needs them, because they need him. We're not alone in the valley because of what it says right here. I mean, it's great to have each other, but what it says right here is, thou art with me. That's why we're not alone. See, the comforting thing that David says about this whole process is, now we go through the valley, it's coming. It's unavoidable. It's unpredictable. It's impartial. But it is not without a shepherd. Not without a shepherd. The shepherd is always, always, always with his sheep. He never leaves them. You think about it with me. Our shepherd was born in this valley. You want to talk about the valley of difficulties? Talk about the valley of trials and tribulations? The valley of the shadow of death? The shepherd that we follow was born in this valley. The manger scene had the shadow of death cast on it. For what reason did Jesus come? To live a good life? To show what a good man looks like, right? No. I mean, he did those things. He came to die, guys. His whole purpose of being born was to die. To lay down his life for the sheep, as he says. That's his whole purpose. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He was born in this valley. His whole purpose was to deal with what's going on in this valley. He was born in this valley. He walked alone in this valley. He was separated from the Father in the darkest part of the valley. He was. Father turned his back on him because that was what was coming for us. So whatever was coming for us, the shepherd took. You see, that's the picture. Is the valley a dangerous place for the sheep? Listen to me. It's lethal for the sheep. Absolutely lethal. So the shepherd goes in ahead of us into the valley and takes all the lethality out of it. Defeats the devil. Defeats death. Disarms them. That is the only reason, and the only reason why this is only a shadow. Otherwise, it's lethal for us. Sheep will not make it. They go in one end of the valley, they will never come out. But because the shepherd has gone in ahead of us, because he was born in there, walked it alone, defeated the enemies and the predators that were in there, it's only a shadow of death for us. It's only a shadow of death. For that reason, he outranks whatever, listen, may be lurking in the valley. Look at what this says. Revelation 1:18, do not be afraid. That's the same thing that David said, right? I will not be afraid. Jesus says, I am the first and the last, the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. He's got it all. He outranks everything. So whatever's scary, whatever's dangerous, whatever's lethal, it doesn't matter anymore because of the shepherd. Not because of you. Not because of your stronghold on the shepherd. I having a conversation just this past week with an elderly gentleman in our church who's passing away, and he's concerned about his hold on the shepherd, let's just say. And I encourage him with these words because it is the words of the Lord. It's not your hold on the shepherd that matters. It's his hold on you. Sheep are incapable of holding on some places. It's okay. Doesn't matter. He's got a good shepherd. The sheep makes it, as we said before, from over there to over there, healthy, says nothing about the sheep. What does it say? Everything about the shepherd, our shepherd guys, outranks everything that could possibly harm us in this horrible valley. We began our time the past several Sundays quoting this psalm. I want us to end our time today doing the same thing. Are you ready? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside quiet waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why is that true? Because of the Good Shepherd. Because of the Good Shepherd. You can trust him. You need to trust him today. I'm going to ask if you would bow your heads and close your eyes with me as we come to a conclusion this morning. No one wants to look at their ultimate, imminent demise, but the fact is, we got to look at it. We got to look at it. It is on the horizon for all of us. It is a valley that we will pass through, and maybe not in any time soon for us, but maybe someone we love very soon. Difficulties all around us. Who knows what this world's going to be like next year, 10 years from now? The valleys are coming. We need not worry about those valleys because we can't predict them. We can't change them. We just simply need to look to the shepherd. He knows. He sees. He's not surprised. He's not afraid. He outranks anything that could possibly come at us in those valleys. So my job is to stick close to him. Our job is to stick close to him. My source, my supply, my strength is going to be the closer I get to him. Lord Jesus, we need to draw close to you. You are the good shepherd, and whether we're in a valley or not makes no difference. We always need to be near the shepherd. It's so nice to have green pastures and quiet waters and right paths, but sometimes those paths do lead us down places. places we don't want to go. But we're comforted in the fact that we can look to you. You are the good shepherd. You know what's on the other side for us. You know what's coming. You know the supply that's on the other side. Lord, I pray that you would give us the same confidence, the same clarity of understanding. We can't see it with our eyes, but help us to see it through yours. Thank you, Lord, so much for the comfort that we receive from this beautiful song. I pray that our hearts would be encouraged today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me, please. Pastor Greg's going to lead us now in a time of invitation. God is speaking to your life, to your heart. The altar's open for prayer. Love to speak and pray with you. You come as God's leading you.